I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World on a Friday. It's great to have you along with us. We start today with a look at two areas where the U.S. has historically been a global leader, but where today, under President Trump, leadership is in doubt. One is the ongoing push to keep reducing the number of HIV and AIDS cases worldwide. More on that in a few minutes. First, though, we're going to focus on Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's plans to restructure his own department, and that may include shutting down the Office of Global Criminal Justice. It supports war crimes investigations around the world. And we want to know what shutting it down would say about our country. Alan Ryan has a unique perspective on that. In the 1980s, he directed the Office of Special Investigations, a similar office at the Justice Department. It was the first war crimes office in the U.S. government, originally set up to prosecute former Nazis. Ryan says the two operations at Justice and State were designed to complement each other.
We were in charge of investigating and prosecuting war criminals. The State Department, through this Office of Global Criminal Justice, basically they were in a role of giving advice, support, guidance, financial assistance sometimes to countries that were trying to combat genocide, war crimes, crimes against humanity. It was a very visible post, particularly under Stephen Rapp, who was the ambassador for a long time. And I think it's a very unfortunate step, because what it says to the world is the U.S. does not make war crimes and genocide and crimes against humanity, torture, a priority anymore.
In your role at the Justice Department trying to prosecute former Nazis, talk about your experience and what you felt the message it was sending to the rest of the world was.
Nazi criminals who came here after the war were mostly from Eastern Europe. Most of them were collaborators with Nazis during World War II. They came here. They lied about their past to get here. They were not investigated. There was no interest in pursuing these anti-communists, as they portrayed themselves, until the late 1970s, when Congress started looking into it, found that it was not just a handful, but a serious number, and told the Justice Department to do something about it, and created the office that I was the director of for several years. And that office actually continued until 7 or 8 years ago, and now it has morphed into the larger and broader Office of Human Rights Enforcement in the Department of Justice.
And the kind of message to former Nazis, did that go out to the rest of the world, that the United States is not, you know, going to let this stuff just go, by the way?
It took us a long darn time to get there, from the end of the war until 1980. But we sent the message, I think, to the entire world that we would not look away any longer, that we would do something about this. And we did. We brought a number of prosecutions, nearly all of them successful. And that is what the office continues to do with its broader mandate now. It does work with the State Department's office. And I think one of the unfortunate aspects of what Secretary Tillerson has done is to essentially say, you know, the Justice Department, you're on your own. But the Justice Department is a law enforcement agency. It doesn't have the same weight as an ambassador.
Is there an argument that in 2017 there are so many different types of war crimes and things that look like war crimes that make an office with such a singular mission and such a small budget kind of almost too small to deal with?
Well, there's certainly no shortage of war crimes or crimes against humanity, torture, enslavement, genocide. Those are going on all around us. And there are now many more resources that have been developed since the end of the Cold War to deal with them. And that was, I think, one of the contributions of the State Department, harnessing those resources very energetically and bringing them to the attention of NGOs and other governments. And that's, I think, what's going to suffer.
Are you hopeful at all that maybe Tillerson will turn around and say, you know, war crimes, crimes against humanity, this is the mission of the State Department. We're taking the whole thing on, and we're not just going to have a little office devoted to it.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I mean, he's made it pretty clear that the mission of the State Department is to advance American business abroad, and human rights is way back of the bus on that one.
Is there another part of the U.S. government that can take on fighting war crimes?
Well, the Justice Department is doing a very good job of it. But again, their mission is, like the FBI, to focus on crimes and to bring perpetrators to justice. That is as important now as it has ever been. No mistake about that. But what you lose in the loss of the State Department office is the profile, is the role of America as a leading voice in the world for human rights. And that's unfortunate.
Alan Ryan is a lawyer at Harvard University. He was the director of the Department of Justice's Office of Special Investigations in the 1980s. Thanks very much for being here.
Thank you, Marco.